And now we will turn to Lebanon, and where Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been visiting Irish peacekeeping troops this weekend ahead of their withdrawal this time next year when the UN mandate ends after 48 years. Micheál Martin said he believes that there may be a continuing role in peace monitoring and training for Irish troops in the region. During his visit there, he also raised the issue of safety for Irish peacekeepers after an attack 2 weeks ago, during which a patrol came under attack in the Irish area of operations. Justin McCarthy, who's at Camp Shamrock in southern Lebanon, spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lennon on the situation there and started by asking about that specific attack.
At the moment, there's currently an investigation into that incident, and I can't reveal any distinct details. But the bottom line here is that our troops were part of an operational patrol. We condemn any actions against UNIFIL peacekeepers. Our troops operated and acted excellently under extreme pressure. They exited that situation. They used their training and their drills impeccably, and they returned here to the safety of the camp.
Why would Irish peacekeepers come under fire? I understand it was local militia that are most likely responsible for this rather than the IDF. So why would local militia attack Irish peacekeepers?
You know, I can't comment definitively on that. What I have done is engaged with the local leaders in this area, the mayor of the municipalities here, who is the overall mayor for the 14 municipalities in our AO, and then also with the mayor of Binchabel, and they were very, very quick to welcome us into their country. They reaffirmed how much the Irish-Polish peacekeepers here mean to them, and they absolutely were shocked with the incident, and they also confirmed to me that this was an isolated incident, unplanned, and not led by any higher authority behind it.
How are the soldiers involved?
The soldiers involved, when we got them back in here to camp, again, as I've said, they acted brilliantly. We had our debriefings with them. We came together as a family and wrapped around it. And the very next day, they were back on patrol again.
And the timing of it, I mean, it must bring to mind, because we are on the week of the anniversary of Private Sean Rooney, it must have brought that to mind as well.
Absolutely. And Private Rooney is in our thoughts all the time. I think with Defence Force personnel at home and here, particularly in the camp, you know, from walking around the camp, there's a number of memorials and a distinct memorial to Private Rooney here. And even last week, we honoured his passing with a very, very poignant service here, which included a charity run, a memorial piece and a mass as well. And there's members of that battalion who are serving with us, and there's some close friends of Private Rooney. The incident that night, absolutely, it did sort of remind us again of what can happen here in this AO.
There's also a significant threat, isn't there, from the Israeli Defence Forces, who have maintained positions inside Lebanon since the ceasefire last year, and some of them quite close to the Irish outpost. How concerned and how vigilant are soldiers being on the ground now?
Yeah, look, UNIFIL, it's an impartial force. We're peacekeepers. We're here under the Chapter 6 UN mission. You know, we constantly monitor all the hostilities, all the incidents and events on a daily basis. We monitor and record and are the eyes of the ears of the greater global world on that front. The IDF are positioned to the south of the blue line, and they have a position close to our own UN position 652. And we monitor and we update on all those activities, and also on the activities on this side of the blue line additionally.
The UN is going to withdraw from this area in December next year. As the commander on the ground, knowing what you know and having observed what you've seen over the last couple of months, I mean, would you be concerned that once the eyes and ears of the world, that is the UN peacekeepers, are withdrawn from the area, that hostilities could increase?
Yeah, and I'm aware that the Chief of Staff and the Taoiseach have already commented on this matter. For us personally, the UNIFIL will continue and finish its mandate in December 26, but there will still be Irish troops here in 2027 as part of the overall logistical drawdown. At this moment in time, and even yesterday here, we're building, as I said, huge rapport with the LAF. We're supporting the Lebanese armed forces as best we possibly can. Yesterday, just metres from here, we had a quantity of Lebanese armed forces troops here who were training directly with us. And we hope, I think, that the Lebanese armed forces will be able to step into that potential vacuum. And you're right in terms of monitoring the hostilities and reporting. But this UNIFIL has always been, I suppose, the clue is in the name in terms of it's an interim force. Unfortunately for us, yes, it is going to come to an end, but the future again may hold. There could be different roles for different peacekeepers in terms of follow-on missions or potential training mission, or even, as the Chief of Staff referenced, with UNSA OGL here.
Just finally, the withdrawal, it will mean that the Irish troops have had a presence here for 47 years. What impact will it have on the morale of the troops, on the recruitment prospects for the Defence Forces, if a large mission like this is no longer being carried out?
Yeah, for me personally, I was born in 1978, so I know exactly. I appreciate the length of time we spent here in UNIFIL and the strong bonds that Irish peacekeepers have with UNIFIL. But we're soldiers of the state. We have a job to do at home as well, and a very, very important role. And we're going through a massive capability development programme back on our own lands. And then we're soldiers of the state. We wait and see. And wherever we're deployed or moved to next, we'll adapt that role and we do what we're told on that front.
And that was Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lennon speaking to Justin McCarthy at Camp Shamrock in Lebanon. Coming up, an Australian Prime Minister under pressure in the aftermath of the Bondi Beach attacks.